Standing on the ledge, practical traction after a hard hit. This is the Field Manual Expansion Series, Episode 1 of 20, The First 72 Hours, Stop the Bleed Before You Solve Your Life. Written by Lou Sulian. This episode uses an AI-generated voice to narrate the author's words. This series moves from immediate stabilization through evidence, shame, body signals, communication, help, responsibility, legal silence, witness, information loops, and agency. It does not replace the field manual. It gives the workroom to breathe, one episode at a time. Reader's moment. You know the moment. The email lands. The phone call ends. The money changes. The relationship cracks. The job shifts. The plan you thought you were standing on suddenly gives way under your feet. Your mind wants to run everywhere at once. It wants answers, justice, reassurance, revenge, escape, meaning, and a 5-year plan before supper. It wants the whole story solved immediately because uncertainty feels like danger. But the first 72 hours after a hard hit are not the place for solving your whole life. The first 72 hours are for stopping the bleed. That may sound too simple when the problem is large. It may even sound insulting when the thing in front of you is legal, financial, relational, professional, or deeply personal. But this is the point. Crisis makes everything feel equally urgent. Stabilization is the discipline of sorting urgent from loud. Stop the bleed. Stopping the bleed means protecting the minimum conditions that allow you to think, move, respond, and remain intact. It does not mean pretending nothing happened. It does not mean spiritual bypassing. It does not mean smiling through the wreckage. It means you stop treating a flooded nervous system as a reliable strategic command center. In the first 72 hours, the basic questions matter more than the dramatic ones. Have you eaten anything real? Have you had water? Have you slept, or at least rested in a dark room without feeding the panic? Do you know what bills are immediately due? Do you know what has to be answered today and what can wait until tomorrow? Do you have the key documents, messages, contracts, or dates copied somewhere safe? Is there any immediate physical safety issue that has to be handled before everything else? These questions are not small. They are the floor. A person with no sleep, no food, no water, no list, and no pause will often confuse motion with traction. They will send 10 messages and solve none of them. They will stare at the bank account every 15 minutes and call it planning. They will replay the conversation until the body believes it is still happening. They will look for one heroic move to make the pain stop. That is how people make crisis larger. The first mistake is trying to solve the future. A hard hit creates a cruel illusion. If you can just figure everything out right now, you will feel safe again. So you try to make a life decision from inside the blast zone. Should I quit? Should I sue? Should I leave? Should I sell? Should I post about it? Should I confront them? Should I disappear? Some of those questions may eventually need answers. But most of them do not need answers in the first wave. They need containment. The first 72 hours are not where you build the new life. They are where you prevent the old damage from spreading through panic, shame, exhaustion, and reaction. In standing on the ledge language, this is phase one. The work is not glamorous. It is not inspirational in the social media sense. It looks like paper, water, sleep, a list, one phone call, one folder, one meal, one boundary, one delayed response. That is recovery work. The phase one checklist. When everything is loud, use a short list. Water, drink some before you make decisions. Food, eat something with substance, even if it is simple. Sleep or rest, do not treat exhaustion as wisdom. Safety, handle immediate physical, housing, medical, or legal danger first. Money, identify only what is due now, not every future fear. Documents, save the emails, contracts, messages, screenshots, notices, receipts, and dates. Communication. Answer only what must be answered now. Decisions. Delay major moves unless delay creates clear harm. Witness. Tell one safe person the basic facts, not the whole emotional storm. Next step. Write one action you can take in the next hour. The list is not there because you are weak. It is there because crisis reduces working memory. The page holds what the mind cannot hold under pressure. Do not add drama to injury. The first 72 hours are also when shame comes hunting. It tells you that you should have seen this coming. It tells you that you are stupid, lazy, naive, weak, doomed, or exposed. It tries to turn a situation into a verdict on your character. Do not let shame manage the triage desk. Shame is loud, but it is not accurate. It may contain information, but it does not get to be the judge. The better question is not, what does this prove about me? The better question is, what has to be stabilized first? That one question can save you from 100 bad moves. One useful action. In the first 72 hours, agency is not a grand feeling. It is a small, clean action. Send the necessary message. Print the document. Move the bill date onto paper. Put the keys somewhere visible. Ask for the extension. Take the medication as prescribed. Put the phone in another room for 1 hour. Copy the evidence into a folder. Eat. Sleep. There is a kind of dignity in the small action. It says, I may not control the whole storm, but I can stop making myself more available to the storm than necessary. The field rule. Here is the field rule. Do not try to solve your life while the alarm is still ringing. Stabilize first. Interpret later. Decide after you have enough air, evidence, and distance to make the decision from something stronger than fear. The first 72 hours are not wasted time. They are the foundation for every better decision that comes after. Stop the bleed. Then build. That was episode 1 of the Field Manual Expansion Series. Next time, no big decisions while the alarm is still ringing. Standing on the ledge offers education and reflection, not medical, legal, financial, or mental health advice. Seek qualified support when the situation requires it. Written by Lou Sulian. Godspeed, Ledge Walkers.